proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another broadcast on our program. We've been looking at the servant of God as depicted in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53. Our last session concluded with a study of verse 7, describing the servant's reactions to his sufferings. For today's program, we turn our attention to the 8th verse of Isaiah 53, a verse which mentioned the extent of the sufferings that God's servant would experience. Many Jewish people reading this passage came to believe in the coming of a personal Messiah, one of two individuals that they so described. The individual of Isaiah 53, when they applied the passage to Messiah, the Jews would call this person the suffering Messiah. Isaiah began this passage in his 53rd chapter by employing a cryptic observation. Quote, "He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation?" Otzer, the Hebrew noun translated as prison, did not, as you might think, indicate a place of confinement. Rather, it implied external coercion. Take the usage of this word in Psalm 107, for example. Quote, "They are minished and brought low through oppression," otzer, oppression, affliction, and sorrow. Throughout their history, the Jewish people certainly faced numerous attempts by persecutors who wanted to compel them to adopt ungodly practices. Yet in Isaiah, the usage of the pronoun he pointed more to a specific individual than to a group of people. Isaiah mentioned how others took God's servant from judgment. No Gentile nations ever judged the Jewish nation. Only God had that prerogative, though God did use Gentile nations to discipline the Jews, as when he called the Assyrians, for example, the rod of my anger, in the book of Isaiah. However, Jesus Christ was indeed afflicted. His arrest at the Garden of Gethsemane led to his confinement in the high priest's house. From there, the Savior's captives brought him to Pontius Pilate, so that the Roman governor could wreak judgment upon the Savior. Isaiah asked another question, quote, "Who shall declare his generation?" Unquote. His inquiry accompanied the next phrase in the 8th verse of Isaiah 53, where the prophet wrote that, quote, "He was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken," unquote. A Jew might find it hard to believe that God would allow one whom he called his servant, would allow such a one to suffer, much less to die for the sins of another. However, the animal sacrifices that God mandated in the book of Leviticus should have hinted as to how God would provide atonement for sins through his substitutes. Moreover, Abraham's experiences at Mount Moriah should have taught Jews that God would accept an innocent victim in place of an intended victim. Those who repudiated the messianic claims of Jesus Christ during his lifetime likewise rejected the idea of his dying as an atonement for sins. Even after his death, they referred to him as a deceiver, as recorded in the 27th chapter of Matthew. Isaiah's phraseology in Isaiah 53 and verse 8 had similarities to the words which the angel Gabriel told Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, namely that, quote, "After 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself," unquote. Isaiah spoke about the servant's life being cut short, cut out of the land of the living. Gabriel in Daniel 9 spoke about Messiah being cut off. Both spoke of the demise of these individuals and the reason for that demise. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.